Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sugito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, November 8th, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast, Sugito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. So following the ruling coalition's win, Prime Minister Kishida's second administration is set to start on November 10th. Can you please take our listeners through the latest developments there and market implications?
Okay. Prime Minister Kishida convened a special diet session on November 10th, and his second administration will be launched. Toshimitsu Motegi has replaced Akira Amari as Secretary General of the LDP following the latter loss in the lower house elections on October 31st. And Yoshimasa Hayashi will replace Motegi as foreign minister. The change in lineup is expected to strengthen Japan's policy management in foreign affairs and the LDP's organizational management ahead of next summer's upper house elections. The contours of economic policy, especially the Prime Minister Kishida's new type of capitalism, will take shape over this month and next. Both the ruling and opposition parties stressed distribution of wealth during the campaign period leading up to the elections. Yet, there was mostly no policy discussion regarding fiscal funding resources. Prime Minister Kishida will likely be filling in the shading of the fiscal year 22 budget and our JGB issuance plans. In late December, market speculation about increased JGB issuances may build until the plans released, but political risk has ebbed for now. We therefore revised our view for yen swap rates in November from an upward bias to a neutral bias. The MOF has shifted gears and has decided to cut issuances of TDBs, especially 3-month TDBs, in November. Political risk has ebbed, and the MOF no longer has to worry about additional fiscal financing. This suggests that global bond investors should buy TDBs sooner rather than later. All that being said, we expect the BOJ to scale back TDB purchases in unison with a reduction in issuance.
Okay, so you're a little bit more bullish on JGBs just given the specter of increased supply has sort of diminished a little bit. Yes. Well noted on the, you know, on global investors buying JGBs sooner rather than later. I feel like I guess this takes us into our next question, which is the basis. So the basis, you know, like other markets, moves in the cross currency basis have been extreme as of late. They widened, extremely significantly, which was a perplexing move given all the USD sloshing around in the system, and then they've come in significantly since then. So I guess the question is, what's going on? What's driving that extreme price action?
Yen basis has started to tighten again over the past week. The widening in a yen basis since October took overseas investors by surprise, and they reacted by engaging in a JGB arbitrage rather quickly. We think that yen basis moves have been due to both Japanese and overseas investors factors. Firstly, Japanese tightened yen basis with FDI position unwinding slightly. And secondly, the foreign companies' global yen bond issuances widen yen basis. Yen basis is working against both Japanese and foreign investors, investing flows. Over the near term, we think demand among foreigners for TDBs to be strong. We advise overseas investors to reconsider their capacity for cross-border trading, not only for TDB cross-currency arbitrage trades, but also for medium-term JGBs, and also for using yen repo trading. Separately, the MOF has slightly raised its projection for 6 months TDB issuances for October by 100 billion yen. However, 6 months dollar yen forward has quickly tightened after widening. Overseas investors are already factoring in year-end premiums for both the calendar year and December, as well as the fiscal year and March. And they have been quickly jumping in as room for JGB arbitrage has opened. It may be best for Japanese investors to hedge currency risk, given the speed of the falling JGB arbitrage trading. If Japanese investors do not rush with dollar asset funding, then dollar yen will likely rise at a gradual pace, and an export recovery and yen repatriation flows could limit topside for dollar yen.
Thanks. That's helpful. I mean, so I guess that makes sense. You have some position unwinds related to FDI, you know, which offsets, you know, some of that samurai issuance. I'd also point out, you know, there's been a pretty good correlation with kind of the front end of the US curve and, you know, and the basis, you know, that at some point we're pricing in two hikes. I think that was coincident with the widening. The market's now gone back to two and a half hikes for next year. Now the market's gone back to two hikes and the basis has come in. So, you know, a lot of different factors at play there. But let's switch topics and move on specifically to Japanese pension funds, which have recently released investment results. I'm curious what these results say about Japanese investor activity in the last quarter, as well as suggest about future cross-border flows.
Okay. Japanese pension funds released their July to September investment results last week, and there was a great deal of tension on both Japanese and foreigners. The figures showed that JGB and Japan stock investing performances have improved, while foreign bond and stock performances were negative. Japanese pension fund investing flows have been diversifying in recent years after being skewed toward JGBs, and they are now split roughly half and half among yen and non-yen assets and half and half among stocks and bonds. Pension funds have been adjusting the weightings of their investing flows, and they may onboard falling bonds and falling stocks when dying is up, and also buy more falling bonds and falling stocks when dollar yen falls. In our view, Japanese investing flows have been stabilizing global financial markets. We expect Japanese pension funds to adjust their asset weightings regardless of quarterly asset performance. We'll be watching how pension funds approach, firstly, alternative investing, and also, secondly, renminbi bonds. Moreover, Japan's 10 trillion yen university fund will take a more active managed approach starting next spring, and we will be watching the investing flows of the university fund from next spring. Then this would also help to stabilize the global financial markets. Japanese pension funds and university funds are huge and should continue to be watched closely.
Okay, so pension funds, after reallocating their portfolio to more risky assets and more foreign assets, you know, whatever, last year, the year before, they're kind of at their new target weighting. So maybe only moves at the margin there, but that the university fund certainly sounds like it's worth watching. But I think we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. How about you hit our listeners with your outlook for yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis?
U.S. Fed at the November FOMC meeting decided to start tapering dovish as part of the market consensus. Fed Chair Jerome Powell tempered down on a speculation about rate hikes beginning soon, and U.S. stocks reacted by rising. Dollar yen flattened after dollar and the yen weakened. Mid-October, Merchandise trade data from the Ministry of Finance showed that Japan had a trade deficit of 483 billion yen after registering a trade surplus of 93 billion yen early in the month. Exports in early October rose by 8% year over year, then accelerated to the 11% in mid-month. But import growth jumped from up 11% year over year to up 31% year over year. Yen selling by Japanese importers has been strong. We expect a bullish bias for Dong Yen with a 2.5 yen trading range, 113 to 115.50. The yen yield curve has flattened with the contours of fiscal spending and JGB issuances still uncertain. We view Kishida's continuance in office as alleviating many unknowns and expect a neutral bias for yen swap rates. The widening in a yen basis on outward investing by Japanese quickly started to tighten again because of arbitrage of the strength and demand for JGB asset swaps among foreigners. Japanese direct outward investing is also strong, and the demand for JGB asset swaps is keen among global bond investors. Ministry of Finance weekly securities flow data released on November 5th shows that Japanese unloaded a net 658 billion yen of overseas securities, as foreigners unloaded a net 863 billion yen of Japanese securities between October 24th to end 30th. Japanese unloaded a net 525 billion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds, on par with the 472 billion yen of Japanese medium to long-term bonds unloaded by foreigners. Japanese and foreign investing flows are likely to counter one another for the time being. The front end of the U.S. Treasury curve has been low and stable, and a supply and demand for dollar in the New York market is loose. Over the near term, we expect overseas investors with their abundance of dollar funds to shift the weighting of their trading to JGB arbitrages with dollar yen forward and basis. We expect foreigners to dominate and yen basis to return to neutral bias from widening.
Okay, so you're bullish on dollar yen and neutral on JGBs and basis.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's great stuff, Sakito-san, as always. And to our listeners, I would highlight that Sakito is going to be writing up the September balance of payment and the October international transaction securities data. So look for that report. And again, Sakito-san, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.